and welcome to the Sportscast, April 16th, 2018. The first weekend of the playoffs just ended, and it was pretty much all the home teams won except the Portland Trail Blazers. Ty, welcome to the Sportscast.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. So, big games this weekend. Which game surprised you the most?
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. What did you ask me?
Which game surprised you the most?
Oh, no, the first week of the playoffs. We kind of go through each one. Obviously, the Houston versus Minnesota game last night, I watched all that game. Minnesota had a chance to win that game. Houston didn't shoot very well, and they're not a good defensive team. D'Antoni's teams never are. And Minnesota had its opportunities. I'm going to say the same thing that I've been saying for a while. I do not like Minnesota as a unit. They don't play together well as a unit. Too much hero ball. Way too much hero ball going on. Isolation ball. Not enough screens being set. Not enough pick and rolls. Not enough. It's a fair amount of passing, but they had the opportunities, and because Houston didn't really play that well, didn't shoot that well, but they didn't play very good defensively, and they still won, so that's pretty good sign for Houston when you don't play that well and you still win.
Yes.
But I was really kind of surprised at how good a chance Minnesota had to win that game.
Yeah, Rockets won the game 104 to 101. Andrew Wiggins had a good game last night, obviously, and yeah, it was definitely one of the closest games there were a couple of close games, but that one was pretty close for number one seed versus a 8 seed. Andrew Wiggins had 18 points. Jeff Teach had 15 points. Jimmy Butler had 13. Ariza had 3 points. Clint Capella had 24. James Harden had 44 points. And Chris Paul had 14 points.
That's surprising. Did you say Harden had 4?
What was that?
Did you say that James Harden had 44?
Correct.
Man, that guy's scored. He's definitely one of the best scorers I've ever seen. He makes 44 points look very easy.
Yeah, very much so.
He's just a super smooth player. I mean, you know, he gets the line like at will. He set 44 and it didn't even seem like he tried.
Yeah.
It seems like almost too easy for him. He really is a terrific offensive player.
And the first game of the weekend was Golden State versus San Antonio. Golden State dominated the game. You can tell that they were missing Kawhi Leonard, but Kawhi Leonard will not be in the playoffs at all this year.
Nope, he won't be.
But the score was 113-92, and pretty much, you know, Golden State dominated the whole game. Golden State had 54% field goal percentage, and Golden State had 45% of a 3-point percentage to San Antonio's 40. So it was pretty much dominating. Do you think Golden State can sweep this series?
Well, I mean, it's just one game. It was a home game. I don't think they sweep it, but I mean, I kind of knew from the beginning. Like I kind of talked about this on Friday. I just think Golden State's a much more talented team. You have a future Hall of Famer and a 3-time scoring champion, league MVP, NBA Finals MVP, and Kevin Durant. He's pretty much unguardable. There's no one on San Antonio that can guard him. Then you still got Klay Thompson, an All-Star, Draymond Green, All-Star, you know, Defensive Player of the Year. You just got so many. They just got better players. I mean, with San Antonio, you have LaMarcus Aldridge, and then the rest is just a bunch of solid role players. And you got the best coach, probably maybe in NBA history, which might be able to win them like a game three in San Antonio or a game four. But you even saw the press conference by Popovich afterwards. He's kind of like, what do? Have someone grow 4 inches taller? Like about Danny Green guarding Durant. He's like, basically, there's nothing we can do to really stop him. And it's kind of a concession speech. I think it goes five games. I think they steal like a game three or four in San Antonio, but they're just not. They're not as good. I mean, if they had Kawhi Leonard, they could possibly win. That's it. I mean, possibly. I mean, when I'm talking about possibly, without Curry. So they had Kawhi Leonard, and Golden State didn't have Curry, it would probably be a seven-game series with maybe with probably Golden State still probably sneaking it out. But without Kawhi Leonard, I mean, they don't have a chance. And if it was Curry, it'd be like an easy four-game sweep.
The next game was Washington-Toronto. The Raptors won 114-106. Washington was going well the first half, but then the Raptors came back and won the game.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I really did not see that game. I'm not going to even try to come up with any kind of recap of it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it at all. I know they won. That's about it. So thank you for the recap.
There, people call it the battle of the backcourt. So it's all a bunch of shooting game. But you know, this is Toronto's. They say this series might be the closest thing to a sweep.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I don't. I mean, Washington has a couple. Well, the closest thing to a sweep, really. Okay, let me think about all the other Sixers versus Miami. I don't know. Go on.
Yeah, that's our next game. The Miami Heat versus the Sixers. The 76ers defeated the Miami Heat 130-103. It was pretty much a close match in the first half, but then the 76ers went all out second half. Looks like Hassan Whiteside did not have a good game.
Yeah, dude, all I got to say is, man, what I saw of that game, Philadelphia is a legitimate threat, not only to make the NBA Finals, but maybe, I mean, they're probably a little bit young, but that is a good team. I mean, on all levels, they're just a terrific team. I mean, they can shoot with Bellinelli and Redick, and then you got Simmons who can just literally do everything, and then you're going to bring back Embiid, who's one of the best big men in the league. I mean, and they look terrific. So,
yeah, Sixers.
They're definitely not losing to the Heat.
Sixers, the players, Dario Saric had 20 points, Redick had 28, Bellinelli had 25.
Yeah, I know, and he made a couple shots that were just absolutely ridiculous.
And, of course, for the Miami Heat, the highest scoring was Kelly Olynyk for 26 points, Dragic 15, James Johnson with 13, and the rest are single digits. But, yeah, Miami have to – if Miami loses tonight, you know, they do have a chance at home, but like you said, I think it might come down to five games or six. Who knows?
Well, I could. I mean, if Sixers play like they did the other day, I think it's a four-game sweep, to be honest with you.
Next match, New Orleans Pelicans versus the Trail Blazers. This was the upset of the weekend. Pelicans defeated the Blazers 97-95, and Anthony Davis had 35 points.
Yeah, I saw that game. For one, CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard played about as bad as you can. I mean, I don't know what their respective shooting percentages was, but I think Lillard might have shot 25% from the field. McCollum might have shot 30. They both played not good at all. And then couple that with Davis scoring 30-some points and having 15 rebounds. When their best player plays very good and the other team's two best players do not play very well, I mean, that's what happens. You end up losing a close game at home.
So, Lillard had 18 points. McCollum had 19 points.
Yeah, but the shooting percentage was terrible. It was like, I think he was like 7 for 28 from the field, Lillard.
So can New Orleans win this series?
I don't know. I don't like them as a team, to be honest with you. I saw them. They were very unimpressed. They're basically Anthony Davis and nothing else. I don't really like the supporting cast a whole lot. There's a couple. Drew Holiday, solid player, but I don't know. I doubt Lillard and McCollum shoot that bad again, especially at home. I mean, they did. They lost game one, which is very surprising, but I don't know. I am interested to see how this series pans out, but I think Portland will turn it around and win in six or seven.
It's definitely a must win for game two. Next series, Milwaukee versus Boston. This is one of the most exciting games. Went to overtime. Middleton scored the game tying point. Did you see that shot?
Yep, I did.
Now, Milwaukee had the big freak. I think Boston was kind of like struggling, but with no stars, they did a good job.
Yeah. I guess, they won for one again. And, just Brad Stevens is just such a good coach. I mean, I think he's the second best coach in the league. I think, what I like is that they won that game. They just are lacking their best two players are not playing. So they're playing with a bunch of role players and doing pretty good at it. So I don't know. I mean, Milwaukee's not very well coached, but they definitely have the better players, actually. I mean, you've Giannis Antetokounmpo and even Chris Middleton, Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, they probably are – Jabari Parker, I mean, they probably at the top end of it are a little bit better, but the issue is they're just not as well coached and they don't have home court advantage, but they almost went in there and won game one, but they didn't. And I don't know. Yeah, an interesting series to say, like, they'll probably go seven games.
Do you think Milwaukee has a chance to win this series?
Well, of course they do. They almost won game one at They just won game one. They almost won. They win the overtime at Boston, and they have the better players at top. I mean, there's no one currently on the roster for Boston that's as good as Giannis. I always screw up his name. The Greek Freak. There's no one currently on the roster even close to as good as the Greek Freak. So when you have the best player and the other team just has a lot of injury to keep to all their key players, yeah, I mean, of course, they have a chance. Yeah.
I apologize. The New Orleans match was not the biggest upset. This was the biggest upset. The Pacers beating the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, man, jeez.
LeBron's first loss.
Terrible. Yeah, Cleveland looked terrible. First loss in like 7 years in the first round?
Correct.
Yeah. Cleveland looked horrible. I don't know what the heck was going on there. It's like they came out lethargic or something. LeBron didn't play that well. He got a triple-double, but, I mean, as a whole, it just wasn't a great game for him. And his supporting cast was not good. I think J.R. Smith scored 15 off the bench, but other than that, like Kevin Love in single digits. And I don't know. No, they didn't look very good.
LeBron James had 24 points. Larry Lance Jr. had 10. J.R. Smith had 15. For Indiana, Victor Oladipo had 32. Miles Turner was 16. Bojan Bogdanovic, 15. And Lance Stevenson had 12 points.
The best player in the court yesterday was Victor Oladipo, though.
Yeah.
He was better than LeBron. So, definitely. I mean, that's a series. I mean, they won game one in Cleveland. They're going to take at least one in Indiana. I mean, that series could go seven games. Who knows? I mean, they beat them good, too. But they beat by 18 points. The game was never really that close.
Yeah, it was not close. It was definitely had a lot of cushion for Indiana. It feels like Cleveland just lacked pieces, you know, and I guess like the big man side, because Oladipo is a pretty big guy, but.
Yeah, I mean, they don't look great right now. So
you think we'll go seven games?
I'm thinking that it'll go seven games?
Yeah.
You mean do you think it'll go seven games?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Indiana, I gotta second think this because I was going to say six, but it's hard to beat LeBron. It's not that easy.
You think Indiana's going to win it in six games?
I haven't finalized that prediction yet.
At the end, I got to go back and ask you everyone. Because you've been asking me. I'm going to go back and grill you on everything.
See, that's the thing. I have to see game two. I got to see game two. Because if Indiana wins game two, then it's over.
Yeah, it's just one. You still can't say it's over. LeBron James came back 3-1 against a much better team in the
Boston Celtics.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Well,
against the Warriors. No, I don't think he did against Celtics. That wasn't 3-1.
He was down 3-1 with the Miami Heat. They were down 3-1, and they came back and won the series 4-3.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right.
That was a good one.
I apologize.
I'm going to, stay with Cleveland. I think Cleveland is the safest bet. I think they had a bad first day, but I think they'll be back to game two. It's a must-win, that's for sure.
I mean, if they lose game two and they're going down back to Indiana down 2-0, yeah, I don't think you can't say the series is over, but you could definitely say, yeah, it's not great. You're definitely not in a great place.
The game that did not surprise me enough was the Jazz versus the Thunder. Thunder beat the Jazz 116-108. Thoughts?
It didn't surprise you.
It did not. It was not as close. OKC, definitely tore it up towards the end, but it wasn't as close as I thought it would be.
So did you say it did? I didn't hear you correctly. Did you say it did surprise you or it didn't surprise you?
It did not.
So it did not surprise you. So you thought they were going to win that easily?
No, sorry. I thought that it would be closer.
Okay. So it did surprise you?
Yeah, it surprised me.
Okay. You say it did not. I'm like, okay, but you're saying that you thought it was closer. What happened was Paul George went literally off. and Utah can't allow that. I mean, I've seen Utah play more than probably any other team this year, and they cannot allow a superstar to go off because they're not, from top to bottom, they do not have a singular player that's quite talented enough to allow that. They have to, first of all, the score cannot be that. If it's that, they won't win any games. It has to be lower. And they can't have a guy hitting 8-for-11 from the three-point line. A superstar. I mean, it just can't happen. So if they're going to let or George is good enough that he just did it, willed it himself, but if George or Westbrook or even Anthony is going off for 30-plus points, hitting that many three-pointers, they're going to be in trouble. That really can't happen. They have to limit the explosive output of the superstars because at the top, their superstars are better than the Jazz superstars. The Jazz are good, are better as a cohesive unit. I love them as a team. I love them as a unit, but they just can't allow such a huge output by such a key player.
Paul George had 36 points. Carmelo Anthony had 15. Steve Adams had 12. Russell Westbrook had 29 points. Alex Abrines had 11. For the Utah Jazz, Joe Ingles had 13, Rudy Gobert had 14, and Donovan Mitchell, 27, Ricky Rubio, 13, Jay Crowder, 13, Dante Exum, 10, Alex Burke, 10. Donovan Mitchell, as a rookie, he's doing good so far.
yeah, I didn't do good enough. They didn't win.
Tough guy.
And he got hurt. So he might not even play the next game.
Ooh.
So.
Tough matchups. You still have, you know, you picked Utah to win, didn't you?
I picked Utah. We'll see. If they lose another game, got down two games without them, it will be a good place for them. I think they'd have trouble coming back. But yeah, there's still possibility. They still have three possible home games, and yeah, they can still come back.
Tonight, Miami Heat at the 76ers. Who do you have?
Sixers. They won too easily the other night.
I'm going for the Sixers. I think the Heat will come back in game three and win that one, and then we'll see what happens next.
Play it by ear.
Yep. Spurs versus Warriors tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
Warriors. Anytime you win that easily, it's tough to say the other team's going to come back and win. Warriors for sure.
Well, there you have it. Which team has surprised you this past weekend?
Which team did I think looked best?
Yeah, looked good.
76ers.
Yeah.
They looked really good.
Now, you're saying if a team is in the top four, they're not considered dark horse.
I mean, not really. I mean, because, yeah, number third seed, 16-game winning streak, two all-star level players. I mean, I think the 76ers, they're going to win this series. I don't think Boston has enough talent, or I don't think Milwaukee's a good enough team. So I think they're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals. And if they're playing Toronto or Indiana...
No, Sixers will be playing the winner of Boston and Milwaukee.
No, I already said that.
Oh.
I already said that. I said they win the series over Miami, then they either play Boston or Milwaukee. Boston has much talent, and Milwaukee's just not as good a team. And then in the finals, it could be Indiana beats Cleveland. Like, Cleveland versus LeBron James, Eastern Conference Finals, you know, him against, remember, Simmons and him will probably be going against each other. Very similar in their in the position. They're both kind of point forwards. I think it's a good series. But I think Philadelphia is a problem for a lot of teams. I think they're a problem for Toronto. I think they're a problem for Indiana. I don't see them losing to the Heat, and I don't see them losing to Boston or Milwaukee. Like, I don't think any of those teams are going to beat them. So I have them pretty much going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, their side of the bracket is easy to get through the final to the East Finals.
Yeah, that's why I just don't see them as a dark horse. They're more talented than everyone they're playing. A dark horse is someone who's like Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee's the perfect dark horse scenario. Now, like how close that game was with Boston, I mean, they could possibly, you know, win that series.
Yeah, they could.
But for the Sixers, who could stop in the East? LeBron?
What'd you say?
Who can stop the Sixers from the East?
I mean, LeBron's won seven straight Eastern Conference Finals. You can't write someone off that's done that. I mean, he's gone to seven. His teams that he has been the main player for has gone to seven straight NBA Finals. I mean, that can't be overlooked.
It cannot be. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
if you're not, I know it's one game, but whatever. You got to give some respect to someone who's been to seven straight NBA Finals. So, I mean, until he's actually out, I would still go with Cleveland but I'm not liking it. They didn't look good the other night, and I don't know. I mean, I think some people are definitely maybe wavering a little. They're like, dang. And if it's not LeBron, why not the Sixers? Why not Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? You know? It wouldn't shock me.
According to Tyler, Sixers are the second best team in the East, at least.
At least, yeah.
Tyler, how can people reach you?
TTTurner2@liberty.edu.
Will you be watching both games tonight?
Oh, wait, I said TT, sorry, that's my email. Well, you can reach me that way too. TT Turner 2 is my Twitter. So you can email me too. Just don't send me spam.
Don't send me or weird pictures, right?
you can do that.
Okay, and you'll be watching both games tonight.
I will try if I can. Kids to take care of.
I'll be watching the Miami game. The other game's at 10:30, and for an East Coaster, that's way too late.
That's 9:30 for me. That's a little late for me, too.
Well,
yeah, I might not be.
Well, Tyler, the playoffs drama continue. Thanks for coming on the Sportscast.
Thanks, homie.